Hi, and welcome to a special Saturday edition of the award-winning Gutter. I've got Ian Ryan and I've got Neil. Dragged them out their cribs at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. They've been up all night. No, they hadn't. Lovely to see you. I don't think I've seen you in the flesh for a while, but I can see you through the lens and the magic of Zoom. We're going to start by addressing quotes from Jürgen in the press conference yesterday, which did its job of boiling the proverbial piss again. I think he said, amongst many other things he said, since I've been here, he was talking about the transfer window, obviously. Since I've been here, we have had to live within our means. The club has had to, and of course, that doesn't make it easier. The problem is not our situation, it's just in comparison to other main teams. That's pretty much the thing. I mean, I went live, Ian, on Twitter to go, but boss, are you serious? We literally, well, we're about to break the British transfer record. But 2 weeks ago today, I think, albeit, Klopp himself announced that we'd had a British transfer fee accepted by Brighton. And yet he's going with this line that we're somehow some sort of an underdog. Now, I know there's always somebody who's an overdog relative to you in anything you do in life. I mean, even Elon Musk could paint himself as an underdog if he really wanted to somewhere along the line. But he can't believe this shit, can he? He?
So I think with this, there's loads of contradictions this summer, and that's what makes it hard to square. So I think what you've got to try and do is unpick it and see where all parties are coming from, and in this instance, where the manager's coming from. So I don't think this is about necessarily just this window. I think some of his frustrations go back before that. And I think you see a little bit of that last November when he talks about at sometimes you've just got to buy proven quality from time to time and put them in. I'm paraphrasing slightly, but it's there to thereabouts. So he says that last year. The press conference you've just alluded to, he also says in that a number of things happened this summer that they weren't expecting, i.e. Henderson and Fabinho, and that allowed them to make different moves. Again, I'm paraphrasing slightly, but that's pretty much what he said. And he meant in that context that it allowed them to go in for Caicedo. So I heard a lot of chat around the 111 million proves the money was always there. I don't think it does. I think the fact that they were able to move on Henderson and Fabinho and get those wages off the books. And then I heard a couple of Athletic pieces, mainly James Pearce, talking about how they structure deals in Saudi. And it tends to be a lot more money up front than the Premier League clubs. And that allows Liverpool to make slightly different moves. So I think we've got to take that on face value. He says that. So maybe where his frustrations are, maybe listen, you've got to kind of put two and two together and see where you land with some of this. And you may be wrong, but we've only got the information we've got.